cataloging canine cancer. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Studying the genetics of human diseases is easier said than done. Diseases often have many genetic components, which combine in all sorts of messy ways that differ from person to person. To cut through the confusion, molecular biologist Heidi Parker and her colleagues at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle are studying purebred dogs.
We're looking at purebreds because they're so varied. There are so many different populations, and each of them typically has a particular disease or something that follows that breed that's not necessarily seen at a high rate in another breed.
They're focused on cancer, a leading killer of dogs as well as people. Because dogs are so inbred, the genes that cause cancer within any given breed tend to be more consistent and easier to spot than they are in humans. Parker's team plans to apply their insights from dogs back to human research.
What we do is that we can take a mutation in a dog breed that we feel is responsible for cancer. We can look at that gene in the humans and see if we're seeing mutations in that gene.
The research will also shed light on the genetic history of 85 different dog breeds and the genes responsible for their distinctive features. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.